stale ground.
Yeah, I can't say that there would never be a problem. I don't think you can say that with our creeks that we have in this mm-hmm. in this area that we have certainly given well consideration to that very thing that we're dealing with on these properties in the Coon Creek watershed right now and things like that. We've tried to move the lines as far away from the creek as we can. We're essentially only crossing the creek a few times, and then where it's running alongside the creek, it's much further away from the creek.
And when we cross them, it's in concrete?
Yes, ma'am. And it's concrete encased. There is the potential for a contractor, if he chose to bore it, he could do that, which would not be concrete encased, but be bored underneath the rock. But that would probably be a construction thing. It depends on if we'd probably give them that option if they choose to do that.
So this money is just essentially is being asked for earlier than what the...
Yeah, we could wait and, you know, bid and come back to you.
No, I'm just saying these are not additional funds. These are funds we've
always... Oh, that's right. No, these are not additional. This is taking into consideration the existing engineering that's been completed to date and estimating what engineering needs to be done to bring these projects all the way through construction, basically final completion.
This is in approving the complete project at this time.
That's right.
And we're not taking on, it's a well-operated system. There's no problems with it. And we're just taking over the sewer system. Taney County is from the developer.
Yeah, Branson Creek system is actually in pretty good shape. We needed to make a few reorganizations to get it over to the creek. And then Big Cedar will continue to own and operate their internal infrastructure. They have some grinders and pumps, and they got different things. We're not going to go in there and operate that. They're used to doing that with their whole, you know, tourist situation they have going on there. But we will pick it up where their existing treatment facility is now, which will be converted to a lift station.
I thought they put in pipes with that they could reverse it, and instead of sending it down, they'll actually be sending it up.
They did.
Okay.
It's in the ground.
Okay.
They just haven't built the lift stations to get it pumped up.
To get it pumped. Okay.
So once they do that, as kind of in conjunction, that's their portion of their project.
Yeah, and that's all stuff they've paid for. That's all stuff they've been willing to do.
Yes, it's in our agreement with them.
Yeah. And then they'll have then they'll be paying a fee to.
They'll become a sewer customer of the district.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The same fee as everyone else.
Yes, ma'am. So the Turkey Creek project, we've attached all the amendments that we've done previously. As I mentioned, the exhibit, basically asking for approval of the amendment in the amount of $10 million and to take the completion date out to December 31 of 2021.
The difference I think I'm hearing is what we're doing here is we're going to be approving the actual project with this money. Where what we did with Venice, we were just approving the addition, you know, to the agreement.
To get it through the bidding phase, that's right. Mm-hmm.
And then you'll come back for us to approve the project.
Yes, once we bid the Venice project out, we'll come back with the construction costs. There'll be some engineering cost to oversee the construction, but yes.
And that's pending on getting these easements that have been holding it up.
Yes.
Thank you.
Move to approve the amendment to the intergovernmental agreement by and between the Regional Sewer District and Taney County for the Ridgedale Sanitary Sewer Project by increasing the funding to $4,350,000 and extend the expiration date to December 31st, 2021.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
If that was the Ridgedale, the next one would be the Turkey Creek Sanitary Sewer Improvement Project. It'd be the very same situation. The dollar amount would be $10 million. The completion date would be December 31st, 2021.
On these, on that land acquisition stuff, what are we doing on the actual easements and like the maintenance of those easements? And for example, I know just recently we had to go pretty much clear out the creek because of wood. I don't know if that was 100% caused by, because we have sewer down there now.
Yeah, I
think
it's and then, part of it is some cause, yes.
There is some cause, but anyways, and then like the roads, you know, there's been a lot of roads that's been put in, and people just assume they're county roads, and they're not. They were put in by sewer, not being maintained, and then all of a sudden, then the county is being asked to maintain these roads, and
I'm not for sure which roads you'd be referring to. But.
What's that one over off Fall Creek Road?
Oh.
Illinois Street?
Rainbow Shoals.
Is that the one right there by North American?
Yeah.
So I mean, that's one. There's some off of Bee Creek Road. There's some off of... And again, people just assume they're county roads.
They were put in
when they were put in because of the sewer project.
Some of that, the road needed to be barricaded, and we try to catch that when we do our projects now, like on the Mildred project, behind those subdivisions, we've got some areas that we got to make sure we get barricaded to where people don't, kids, four-wheelers, whatnot, don't drive down them. That is an issue for sure. It's not really a road. It's just kind of an access.
Right. But yet, again, people think they're roads, and then they'll develop off of them and then expect us to.
Yeah. Like I said, we try to be very careful and barricade those where we've disturbed and have contractors put boulders, essentially, because you can, you know, they're breaking rock. They can put a boulder, a few boulders there to block that off. That's what we do now. Well, those couple areas you mentioned are actually maintained by the city of Branson, so I don't know about those in particular.
Well, they're not being maintained at all.
Yeah.
But so they're in the city limits.
Well,
no.
Bee Creek would be on the sewer system maintained by Branson. Fall Creek's probably out in the county, too, but it's a system.
Problem is they're both in the county, but yet they're maintained by, the systems are maintained by the city.
Mm-hmm.
But the roads, the access roads, or the roads, if you will, are in the county.
Right.
And it's essentially a he said, she said.
Yeah.
It's not our fault. No, it's not our fault. And then everybody just gets frustrated because they don't understand that, no, that was never intended to be a road for the purpose of you to use anyways.
Right.
Are these roads still being used as access? When you use the word access road, are they still being used to access?
So they probably are.
So we can't barricade them too well then?
It just depends on the location. I've heard of a couple roads over on the Bee Creek system, and it sounded to me like they were accessed down to a gravity line that's probably not maintained hardly at all. It just needs to be periodically looked at.
Problem is it's probably been over 7 years, so now they've used those as roads and different things for the time period.
I don't think
you could go block them off now.
Yeah, I think that's more of a situation for those sewer systems that were built out in the county and basically turned over to the cities. I don't know that we have much of that problem in the county where we maintain.
Well, you don't have the problem, but we have the problem, and those two have the problem.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's why I was asking, what can we during these easements and the acquisitions and different things, we probably need to make sure we're in good communication with Road and Bridge and with us to where these problems don't pop up in the future.
Sure.
The maintenance issues and the different things.
Definitely.
That way we all kind of on the same page as far as...
No, you're exactly right.
What, you know, learn from our past to know in the future, know this is how we're going to have to, you know, and make sure the landowners know what the agreements are.
Right.
So that's probably, that was my point in that. So because I think part of this is the land acquisition, legal services, permitting, engineering. So on number four, this is just a similar to the first one, only this is the actual from the sewer plant to Branson Creek.
The Turkey Creek project would be from the from the Hollister treatment facility, including a influent pump station there at the plant. That would basically pump up into the plant because it's going to gravity collect everything. Yes, all the way out to the Branson Creek development and then continue on past it south of the Branson Creek Bridge there and connect into the Ridgedale project. As I mentioned before, that's all shown on those exhibits.
Move to approve the amendment to the intergovernmental agreement by and between Regional Sewer District and Taney County for the Turkey Creek Sanitary Sewer Improvement Project
increasing the funding to $10 million and extending the agreement expiration to December 31st, 2021.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
On that one, real quick, on those previous two, do you think, when was the original contract date that we had that done, 2019?
Yeah, it was 2019. We're proposing two years.
And they're, have you talked with them?
Yeah, they're reviewing, Big Cedar is reviewing an amendment to our agreement with them. And it's a very simple amendment. It talks about that additional time in revising the scope and not doing the treatment plan. And I've sent that to them. So that's in their legal review process right now.
And then, okay. And as far as it's not, because I know there was not capacity issues.
There was
some, because of our agreement, they had made agreements with DNR.
Yes.
So it's not affecting any of those.
Yeah, we sat down a few meetings with Big Cedar and discussed their concerns. And, you know, they had some initial concerns of capacity in their existing plant. And they certainly are growing out there. But our estimations show that they've got a few years yet to, and they should be able to complete everything they have on the books.
Okay.
In time, and then for us to come in and complete it in time.
Well, and I also know that they opened up another plant, but I think that was the reason they were allowed to do it was because
they said, hey, we're
going to be taking this off the system.
Partners in the Long Creek plant.
Right.
Yeah. The new technology that went is going in at the Long Creek plant is called an MBR, membrane bioreactor. It's like cutting edge technology. And the loading on the lake, if you will, so like the BOD, the solids that will get into the lake, the pollutants, even though it gets treated, there's still pollutants that DNR considers going into the water bodies. It is less, it's almost the same as the existing plant that's out there today.
So. I believe when you met with us some time ago, you shared with us that had been approved.
Yeah, I believe it's been approved, yeah.
They were in agreement,
right.
And there was no problem with them. Time change.
Yeah. I saw that they made a deal based on our deal.
Yeah, because of the Long Creek plant.
Right.
Yeah, they were informing DNR that the Big Cedar treatment facility would be removed from the Table Rock watershed.
Right.
And they were concerned that now taking a little longer that they may have problems. But my understanding, and I talked to the engineer for the Long Creek project, that all that got approved.
Okay. And what is the Sanitary Sewer Rehabilitation Project, Phase 5?
So just a few weeks ago, I came before you and you approved the original funding agreement for this project, and it was at $150,000. And it included our, what you might call emergency items on the plot property and out at the Wilderness Club on Highway 165, and the plot property is on the Coon Creek watershed. There's two exposed pipes that need to be corrected. And we enlisted the services of Great River Engineering to help us design a stream bank stabilization project to hopefully get more than just a few years out of these creek areas where we're constantly going back. And we also included a rehab project at one of our lift stations, Lift Station 1A, which is one of the oldest lift stations that we have. And so we have obtained bids on that, and the bid that was accepted was $143,000. So that didn't leave any room for engineering cost. So I'm asking for the funding agreement to be increased to $275,000. And that stems from the sewer board. When we originally proposed the rehab project, it was right at $500,000. It might have been a little south of $500,000, and that included several lift station rehabs along with these pipe repairs, these washed out pipes. And as well as some of stream bank stabilization from past projects that we've all been talking about here this morning. The board asked us at that time, a couple meetings ago, to go with the emergency items, get that done, and come back to them with any items that can be completed by district staff. And so what I did is went back and basically looked at the projects that are lift station rehabs that we could do over time ourselves, and those are like replacing valves that are old and things like that. So I took that out, but I put in, that's why you're seeing an increase today, the Shield property and the Lowry property. And those are properties that both had sewer projects put down through them in the past and are having impacts. The Shield property is a Coon Creek watershed property. It receives the flow from the Kirbyville post office area, which eventually receives the flow from the school and all that. it's